This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 14th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, you know, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours to spend together. This is the opening of Monday Night Trivia with a straggler from last week, and it is the last in the geography topic for a while. And you'll remember, we've been looking at the kindness study. First worldwide, what countries were the kindest? That was Rio de Janeiro. And least kind, that was New York City and Kuala Lumpur. But now we're confining our survey to American cities only. Well, we know New York City was dead last, obviously, but what city in America, in the United States thereof, topped the U.S. kindness list, the kindest city in America? And again, this was a researcher who designed a few tests for the general public, like picking up a dropped pen or helping a blind person across the street, things of that nature. So it was as unscientific as it gets as far as that goes. But nonetheless, they managed to get books out of it. But so what city is it that topped the U.S. kindness list? That's our straggler. If you don't get it tonight, well, at the end of the night, I'll reveal it, because we don't hold you over more than a week at any time. Now, that's my question. We've got bumper stumpers. They have a theme. Don't they always? Yes, actually, they do. And when you don't know my bumper stumpers, you haven't even heard one yet, and some of them are pretty easy, I think, and some are ridiculous, to phrase it appropriately, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. And thanks to Laura from Des Plaines, we have 5x5. It's a wonderful speed trivia game where I ask you 5 simple questions, and you answer them within 5 seconds each. And if you get 3 out of 5, you win. And they really are simple. Now, of course, the prizes are worthless. Eventually, you get something. I'll tell you what. You know, I say you get something. You get the certificate, which is nice. That'll be fun. But other than that, for each win, you get, you know, a tabloid or a DVD. Well, I've added, or a 45 RPM, because I have so many of those I want to get rid of. Yeah, I don't care if you don't have a record player. You get something for each win. And, of course, a certificate for each win. And eventually, you'll get them. We had thought we'd be working fast and furiously on them right now. And we started to, and then life intervened again. All right. It wasn't pretty. So you'll get them eventually, we hope. We hope we make it that long, and we hope you do too. In some cases, we have lost a few of the listeners, but their surviving relatives will get the certificates. Now, and you think I'm making that up. We have Billy Bob and Bourbon A, who's going to start it off tonight. Billy Bob, how are you?
Hey, doing great. I'm the oldest one in captivity down here left in Bourbon A.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Yeah. I'm the 46th time caller, just in case you didn't know.
Well, this is very nice.
Yeah.
And you want to do 5x5, huh?
Yeah, but I want to get a right quick on your trivia question.
Yes.
For a friendly city, I'll guess Lawful in Arizona.
No.
Well, I'll give up then.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Kate Middleton married who?
Well, the prince there.
What's his name?
Well, George.
No, it's William. Okay.
William, right.
What state is the land of 10,000 lakes?
Wisconsin.
Nope, Minnesota. Okay.
I was close.
Where did Ralph Cramden threaten to send his wife on the honeymooners?
To the moon, Alice.
All right. Who wrote Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
All right. What's the response to "see you later, alligator"?
and a wild crocodile.
All right, good enough. We'll take it. 3 out of 5 is fine.
Can I get 2 requests for songs?
Well, I don't know. What would they be?
I'd like to have a Hucklebuck by Chubby Checker.
Okay. I think I have that down from last week, but maybe somebody else requested it.
Oh, maybe I asked it. Maybe that
or
be
or maybe somebody else liked it also. You'll get
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's or something.
Or at least half-timers. Now, what's the other one?
Things by Bobby Darin.
Oh, talking about Things. I just packed it.
You know, like a walk in the park?
Yes.
Kiss in the dark.
Yes.
Okay, you know it then.
Yes, I do. All right, good deal. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. 3 out of 5 ain't bad. It was a close call for Billy Bob and Bourbon A, but he pulled it out with the last 3. You can, too. Ruth is in Gurnee. Welcome to WGN Radio. How are you, Ruth?
Hi, Riley. How are you doing?
Terrible today, but thank you for asking.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and good. If I can say that to somebody else, then I've done my duty for the day.
Yeah.
Okay, we have the trivia question, and the reason why I'm asking this one is because of my hundreds of premonitions. One of them, and this goes back to a long, long time ago, easy, 35, 40, 45 years, 50 years, not to walk in a pair of moccasins. So whenever I see moccasins in the catalogs or any location, most of them I go, well, I don't want to walk in it anyway because I don't like the way it looks. However, occasionally, some of them have some really, like, nice, fancy-looking type of moccasins, but I am always refreshed in the memory that I cannot walk in a pair of moccasins. Right. I don't know, it has something to do with the old saying, until you walk in another person's shoes, and I don't want to walk in cheap Botox from the Little Bighorn in that pair of shoes, so I don't know where or why that premonition is there. But this lends itself to my beginning to become absorbed in American Native history.
Okay.
And I feel it's amazing grace when I'm learning about them. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Well, we're going to do Navajo Code Talkers, and I have actually 2 questions. I've decided which one of the 2 I'll ask tonight. We can ask the other one next week. You ready?
You know, I forgot to ask for that easy plan because I thought I'd be afraid of the easy plan. That seemed like the questions weren't the new Orleans easy.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
I could have done the last 5 ones, all of them.
Well, do you want your Navajo question or not?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. During the war, the Navajos had to come up with a dictionary of 411 words. Why?
You said this is for World War II?
Yes.
Okay. It's a secret code that they use?
Nope. You give up?
To come up? Oh, they had a reason for why they were coming
they
up.
They had
with
to. Yes, they absolutely had to do it. There was no choice.
Well, I haven't bought all the books that are available on this, and so I have very little information until the time comes around when I can afford the extra splurge. But, okay, try me for the second question.
All right. You don't even want the answer to the first one, huh?
No. Now, I was looking for something involved with World War II and the defeating in Iwo Jima. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, they are, and I'll answer the first one in a moment because I think they're good questions. But anyway, why was Navajo chosen? Obviously, the code is based on the Navajo language. Why was it chosen?
I still not understand. Why were the children given
no,
the code?
Why was it chosen? Why did the military decide they were going to go with the Navajo language for the code? Why did they choose it?
Because it couldn't be broken.
Well, no, it could be, but that's not why. There was something specific about why they chose it.
Well, what I've read so far was that it couldn't be broken. The Nazis couldn't determine what it meant.
Well, as far as that, the Nazis couldn't, but that's not why it was chosen, because it could have been broken, but that's not it. It was chosen because it was not written. The Navajo language is only spoken. It's not a written language, and that's what attracted the military.
Okay. Well, whatever it did, it was...
Well, I answered your question. Now, the other one, in case somebody listening cares, since clearly you do not, the reason that they needed a dictionary of 411 terms was that when it came to military terms, there were no words in the Navajo language whatsoever. And so for a word like ship, they had to come up with something that literally translates to houses on water. They didn't have the words for the military-related items.
Okay, well, we're good for the amount of information, because I find that there are so many things that we do not know right under our noses in the original history involving the Native American Indians, and I just want to get some sacred blessings from them.
Well, very good.
One other thing. Here's one other quick thing. I hadn't listened to the radio programs that I would usually be listening to, and I hadn't called in for so many days and trivia, and always wanting to, you know, I have hundreds of trivia
questions. Get to the point.
I got 90% of arthritis pain off of me for 4 days. 90%.
All right.
I can't tell you how fabulous it was. Now,
very
the
nice.
Other thing is I do not ever let any physician look at my hands,
mm-hmm.
because I do not want them to diagnose
mm-hmm.
what my fingers look like. I don't want that form of arthritis put in my medical records, because mm-hmm. they will metastasize it, and I can eliminate it with my gloves and my medals and my rosaries and all the things that I put on my fingers and my hands inside of the gloves. I can get rid of pain.
Well, very good. All right, Ruth. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I have no idea. I never do. So that's the deal. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Thank you. Well, it's my own fault. You know, I had heat stroke years ago, and I know when I'm exposed to heat, I shouldn't do it, and I did it, and I didn't think it would be bad, and it was damn near fatal.
Oh, wow.
So. So it's not my favorite day, but I'll get over it. All right, so we're going to do 5 out of 5?
Yes.
Okay. What part of the body does a podiatrist take care of?
Feet.
Okay. Which breakfast cereal is advertised as Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Rice Krispies.
Okay. What was the first state?
The first state? Pennsylvania.
Delaware. Okay, but that's all right. You've got three already, but we'll go through the last one here, and you'll get it. How many quarts in a gallon?
4.
All right, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so very good. That's the deal. All right, 888-876-5593. All right, so we're going to talk to Naoto in moments, and we're going to continue to play trivia. And I have a question there. It's the last week for the geography related question. That's continuing confining our world kindness study to America. We know New York City is lowest ranked, but what American city topped the USA kindness list according to the researcher who conducted the experiments? What city was most kind? And it's in a book. I'll tell you more about the book after you guess the answer. You got your first bumper stumper coming up in moments. Yeah, I know. It won't give you any clue about the theme, but you might know the artist. Coming up on WGN Radio.
My mind to
1956 on VJ WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's our first bumper stumper. I don't expect a theme, but I sure expect an artist. That's a Chicago record if there ever was one. So 888-876-5593. All lines are busy, but they won't be when somebody hangs up, and you'll know when that happens. You call right in, and good luck. All right, now. We had our straggler. I mentioned that. It's the last thing we'll do on geography for a while, I think. Continuing confining our world kindness study to the United States of America, we know that New York City ranks dead last. What city ranks first, according to this researcher who conducted a number of social experiments and determined one city rose above all the rest in the United States? What would that city be? All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, Naoto is in Japan, and of course, we're going to talk Myers-Briggs. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, and I'm sorry to hear that you're not doing that well.
Yeah, well, it'll be better tomorrow, we hope. But I've got a question. Yeah. I've got a question for you. All right. This female employee reported that her workplace, a giant corporation, made everyone do the MBTI. She said they screen political potential employees with it. They even decide whether to hire someone based on it. She told me, if you type as this type, you have no chance of getting into the company. The type likes teamwork, collaboration, structure, and harmony. I would think that would be a good hire, but this company says, no go, you're this, you're out. Oh, hang on a minute. Think about it a moment. Okay. We'll do the news and we'll get back to it. Gives you about 5 minutes to think about it. Stay right where you are and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. James, one of my favorite records, actually, 1962 on Class. Who is that? All right, I don't expect a theme to be apparent yet, but then again, you never know. So continuing confining our world kindness study to America, we know that New York City is the lowest ranked, but what American city topped the U.S. kindness list, according to the researcher in his experiments, and one did in particular, stood out from all the rest. All right, we'll reveal it at the end of the night if you don't get it. Now, we're talking to Naoto in Japan. And we told him that an employee of this giant workplace said that everybody had to do the MBTI, and she said they screen potential employees, even base hiring on it, and she told me there was one type that has no chance of getting hired. It's a type that likes teamwork, collaboration, structure, and harmony. Boy, I think that was the perfect employee, but this this business screens them out. So, Naoto, what do you think it is?
I think they are probably ESFJ.
Yes, absolutely right. ESFJ it is. Yeah, now, have you run into that where ESFJs can't get a job?
I've never heard of that kind of thing, but, you know, your description makes me imagine ESFJ.
Right, so. Right. That's why I came up with it, because I thought without the description, there was no hope in guessing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, as usual, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you for
good deal.
As always.
Yeah, thanks. All right. So, yeah, I knew when I saw that, I thought, boy, if I don't give him clues, there's no way because, you know, that sounds so counterintuitive to me. I would think that that would be something a company would value. But in looking at some of the comments when I tried to look this up, little success that I had. But what I did have is a lot of people said, no, these people are hard to work with. Why? Teamwork, collaboration, structure, and harmony? I don't know. It doesn't sound like me, that's for sure. But regardless, there it is. All right, but you can have your own questions, and you can answer mine. And in fact, James on the South Side, it says he wants World War II, but something tells me he's got half a dozen guesses for me. Am I right, James?
Sorry, he's not feeling well. He almost got a heat stroke incident a few weeks back. But,
oh, wow.
So I kind of know how you feel.
Well, you know what's interesting? It's been years, but once you've had it, you are always stuck with a problem in regulating. And it's a problem in regulating both hot and cold. And, you know, I know it's there, and normally I can deal with it, but I just really misguessed today. And, oh, man, my blood pressure went through the roof. I had pains in places I didn't know I had places. Everything was coming out in places I didn't know I had places, and I was sick. So, yeah, it just happens.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, it's already better than it was, or I wouldn't be talking to you. I mean, at 4 o'clock, I was wondering if I was going to do this show. But I did, and I am, and I seem to be fine. All right.
Okay, let me, with some guesses.
Okay.
I'm going to say International Falls.
Nope.
Okay. Anchorage.
Nope.
Okay, Juno?
Nope.
Okay, let's go down to, let's see, let's try Houston?
Nope.
Atlanta?
Nope, big finish.
Okay, I'm going to go with Memphis.
Nope. Okay, World War II, sort of. What was the code name for the first atomic bomb test in New Mexico?
Trinity?
Yep, we have a winner. All right.
Oh, and I was going to try to guess that the second bumper, was it the Corsairs or the Coasters?
Nope, neither.
Okay.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so yeah, it is a favorite song of mine too, but if you can name two songs by them, you're doing better than me. I know one, and that's it. All right, so we put James on hold, and we take a look at Cindy. All right, Cindy, welcome back to WGN. How you feeling today?
Okay, I guess the only thing I was telling you about last time is there was a man lurking around our condo, but I think it was just someone nosing around because there's a condo for sale next door.
Well, don't worry about
all,
it.
Yeah, that's all it was. Everybody was like, oh, my God. But then, anyhow, did you ever see, you know what my favorite movie is of all time? You're not going to believe this. Gidget with Bobby Darin, the original Gidget.
All right. Well, everybody has to have a favorite.
I love that movie. But then, anyhow, I'm going to see John Lodge at the Displaying Theater August 7th, and I haven't really been out since Chuck died, and I'm feeling, you know, not as depressed.
Good.
He's gone. But then anyhow, what was I going to say? Oh, I have a guess for the city, and I think I'm right.
Okay. What do you think?
New Orleans.
No, you're not. You have any second guesses?
Mobile, Alabama.
Nope, not Mobile.
Somewhere in North Carolina.
Carolina? You can't eliminate states.
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina?
Nope.
All right, and then I wanted Bewitched trivia.
Ah, Bewitched trivia. Well, hold on and you'll get it. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Bewitched trivia is coming up. We got World War II trivia for Don and Beloit. Planes, don't you know? And plenty of room for you, too. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. So, it's Monday Night Trivia. We're having a fine time, aren't we, though? I've got a straggler out there. We got bumper stumpers. This is your third one. Maybe a theme is becoming apparent. What am I saying? You can't even guess the artist. Well, maybe you will. That's another quintessential Chicago record from 1964 on Chess, by the way. All right, so our straggler, which we'll wrap up tonight if you don't get it, continuing and confining our World Kindness Study to America, we discovered in the past that New York City is the lowest ranked on the kindness scale, but what American city tops the kindness scale? And that's a U.S. survey only, so we know that worldwide it's Rio de Janeiro, and as far as the United States of America, though, it's this city, according to the researcher who conducted many experiments that were anything but scientific. All right, so now, we were talking with Cindy, and Cindy wanted her Bewitched trivia. So are you there, Cindy?
Yeah.
All right, so here's your question. You can't watch any episode of Bewitched without watching Samantha twitch her nose. What was the musical sound effect? What instrument did they use?
Like a xylophone?
Absolutely right. That's exactly what it was, a xylophone.
I was going to say a flute.
No, it was a xylophone. Okay. You got it right the first time. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So that was, John thought that that would be a difficult question. I kind of agreed, but boy, were we wrong. Cindy aced it right away. So very good. So 888-876-5593. Let's see what, okay. Marguerite in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Marguerite?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. So,
well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, starting to. Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget to eat ice chips. That
ice
helps
chips.
A lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All
don't
right.
drink the cold water straight or warm temperature, but ice chips.
Okay.
Just eat on them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And you know what? If of all the questions that you've asked, I might have gotten that one right because I said to myself, a xylophone.
Yeah.
So I don't know what other categories to pick for myself. But what I wanted to ask was, and John explained it, DFSJ. That
no.
was my question.
No, E. ES. Okay. Here's the deal. This is all part of Myers-Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a woman, Catherine Briggs, and her daughter, Isabel Myers, who came up with a test for employees. And what they were trying to avoid at that point, because this is right World War II and right after the war, there was a lot of sexism where people weren't hiring women because they believed women were this, that, or the other thing, or, you know, that kind of thing, prejudicial things. And so what the Myers-Briggs scale is supposed to do is eliminate that and highlight personalities. So it's a 93-question test, and you take it, and it is divided into four different categories, two types each. So there's 16 total types that are Myers-Briggs. And the first one is, I'm trying to look for the information so I don't do it from memory, though I probably could. The first one is you're either an introvert or an extrovert. The next one is you're either intuitive or you're basically a thinking type, intuition or you're sensing. Then the third one is thinking or feeling, and the fourth one is judging or perceiving. And everybody, when they take this test, falls into one of the four types. So when we say something like an ESTJ, that would be an extrovert who senses, who's a thinker, and is judging. All right? So that's what the scale is. Like I say, there are 16 types, and they all have their own qualities. And so that, you know, now a lot of people think that this is just complete nonsense, and maybe it is. It was based in some way on Carl Jung. But what happened during World War II and afterwards, that a lot of employers, including the government, use this test, usually not to completely decide if they're hiring someone or not, but to get a feel for each applicant. So the applicant would have to take the Myers-Briggs test. And it exists to this day.
I'm trying to think of that. You were Kelly Girl, and I mentioned to you I was. We took a speed test for typing.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, that's right, for skills. But, you know, for Kelly Girl, we weren't trying to get hired long term. It was just we were going to be filling in.
Right.
And
true.
So with that in mind, it just didn't matter. What employers wanted to know was how well a given person would fit into their paradigm, you know, like long term. Like, you know, were they work collaboratively or were they competitive? Were they introverted or were they extroverted? Things like that. And so, yeah, Kelly didn't care. As long as you could, yeah, I remember the typing test and also Diamond Jubilee shorthand. I remember that.
Okay, that I knew I didn't even write.
Yeah,
but.
Greg, I could do that. Greg forever.
Okay.
And oh, they had so many weird things. The 10-key adding machine. I always thought that was kind of a joke. But but I did that. You know, of course, of course. Because, you know, you were a girl. You had to type and take shorthand. It was just the way it was. So,
and then I went into education.
Yeah.
So we had other tests to take, but the Myers-Briggs, maybe I missed it. And then I'm getting, you know, foggy too and things of what I did back then.
You know, I never had to take it either. But I didn't, you know, I didn't try to apply for government work or anything like that. So I probably wouldn't. I remember the employment questions, and you might remember this too on the job applications. They'd actually ask you what church you went to. And so every time
what was your denomination?
Yeah, well, every time I saw church, I wrote red brick. So yeah, as you can see,
I wrote Protestant. Now red brick meant what?
Yeah. Well, you probably wrote the best answer because that's what most people would have been. But yeah, I'd be damned if I was going to tell. Oh yeah, they used to ask you if you were married, if you were thinking of getting married, if you know all that kind of stuff. I remember that so well. I once didn't get hired because the guy said, "Well, you're of marriage age. I'm sure you won't last long."
Oh, okay. Well, I did work as a government in a government job. I was a secretary at headquarters commandant. I did take such a test.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fort McPherson in Atlanta, Georgia, before, you know, back in the 1980s. But and see, I was told they asked those questions and still may hire single women more so because they don't, you know, the insurance that they'll have to pay if you're married or if you're planning on having kids. And also, they would, well, so many things are for their benefit.
Of
so
course.
So they're looking out for their,
of course. It's never for you. Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And at one time in teaching, with reading the history of Chicago Public Schools, when they hired, they wouldn't even hire women.
Oh, wow.
They wanted male teachers.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Then if you were female, they wanted you single.
Oh, God.
Unmarried. Because of the risk of you possibly having kids, and God forbid, don't be a parent.
Right.
You know, don't be a mother, a single mother. Oh, God forbid, no, you couldn't be. No. So, you know, so much has changed since then.
Yes. Yes, you're so right. The idea of a out of wedlock child. Oh my God, that was the scarlet letter.
Mm-hmm,
oh yeah.
And so, you know, they can, of course, things change when they did hire women and they could be married. And but that was, you know, that it was always a fight and a struggle for anything as women to work. So, yes.
Well, the worst were the airlines, because
I never met the height requirement. I wanted to be a flight attendant because things like stewardess, you can't say that's a wrong word. That's not politically correct to say, so you have to say flight attendant. And but at the time, they were still, you know, the job title was still stewardess.
Of course.
And I wanted to be one, but I never met the height requirements. And I wore corrective lenses, but you could still wear contact lenses, at least if you met, you know, the height requirement. But my thing was now personality-wise and, you know, things like that I could have, but no.
Well, I had a girlfriend who worked for Pan Am.
Oh, wow. And international travel?
Yes. This is the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
There was a weigh-in every week. They got weighed.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to wear a girdle.
Oh, well, we had to growing up. Yes. Isn't that something, the things we used to have to do?
Yeah, had to wear a girdle.
Oh, no, we couldn't go. Once you were in seventh grade, I think, you know, that age, my aunts, and they were, dead set on us wearing all that.
I know.
Pulling and
thank God it wasn't a corset. You know, I mean, I remember my grandmother when I was young, she was from the 1800s. She had a corset. You know, one of those things where you sew it up so you have a thin waist. Mm-hmm. What are you, crazy? Mm-hmm. People are crazy. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and also I meant to tell you, too, I've seen it. Sometimes kids can come out looking like a grandparent.
Of course.
More so than they do their mother and father.
Yep.
Or an aunt.
Yep.
Or so it's not always you're looking like who birthed you. I mean, you can find those similarities too. So,
you're 100% right. And I remember when they were, this was before DNA and RNA, but they were talking about recessive genes. And I'll never forget a teacher claimed that two blue eyed parents couldn't have a brown eyed child. And I remember one kid in class damn near fainted. Now, of course, we know now that's not true, but this teacher swore, well, no, if it's two blue-eyed parents, there can't be a brown-eyed child. Something's wrong here. The kid didn't show up for school the next day.
Oh, poor child.
Yeah. All right, you've ended the hour. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for your explanation.
Right. All right, so checking out the news, and then you coming up on WGN Radio.
I said my baby had to pitch a show. Oh, she was someone in the very front row. I said, oh, baby, ain't I hot, you man? She said, come and sit beside me. You can hold my hand. A girl's a devil, a cute little devil. Oh, she's a devil, a cute little devil. The girl is a devil. She tried to make a monkey out of me, but I love her so. My baby took her to the record of hot. Whoa, she made me angry and I blew my top. She danced with every boy that she could see. She said, I heard you sing and say the last dance for me. The girl's a devil, a cute little devil. Whoa, she's a devil, a cute little devil. The girl is a devil, she tried to make a monkey out of me, but I love her so. She tried to make a monkey out of me, but I love her so.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And we had another bumper stumper there, and it's easy. We're going to talk to Tommy in a moment. I bet he knows them all. Shame on you if you don't. But there's hope yet. For one thing, we have our question, which is a straggler from last week, so it will be revealed at the end of next hour if you don't get it. And it continues and confines our World Kindness Study to America. We know New York City is the lowest ranked on the kindness scale, but what American city topped the USA kindness list? This was a researcher who conducted multiple experiments throughout the country and determined determined one city rose above the rest on the kindness scale, what city would that be? All right, so you got bumper stumpers and they have a theme. You've got my question, but most of all, you have your own category, including the very easy 5x5 that Laura from Des Plaines created, and a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. All right, so with that in mind, let's talk to Tommy, as I say, because he knows some bumpers. All right, so Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Riley. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Starting to, yeah. Well, let's put it this way. I couldn't feel worse. So,
All right.
What we got?
Thank you for playing the Gems.
Yes, the Gems with Minnie Riperton on chess, 1964. That's absolutely true.
All right. It's Chicago for real.
Yes, it is. I figured you would have known the last one, too.
I like that. I was rocking and rolling side to side, but I don't know that one.
Oh, well, after, you know, tonight I'll reveal it, and it'll become one of your faves, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Absolutely right. Yeah. Tommy knows his oldies. All right. Good deal. And we're going to do lyrics with Fran. 1966, don't you know? And, Gary, we usually do radio trivia, but we're going to do 5x5. Well, all right, get down with your bad self. And Don in Beloit wants World War II planes, so what else is new? Hello, Don, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
Hey, this music festival is up here just amazing, but I went to this La Fête de Marquette.
Yeah.
It's been, like, an amazing 4-day music giant festival in Madison.
Yeah.
It plays this New Orleans music and Zydeco, Creole, Acadian stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But this headliner, it's really curious, this headliner there that just, the final headliner of headliners, Long Tall, Marcia Ball.
Marcia Ball. Of course, Marcia Ball. Absolutely.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. There's something I regularly play by her, actually. I got to look to see which on KJ.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I play it often because I just think it's a great record. And, I think it's like Foreclosure on the House of Love. Yeah. But I'll pull it and play it. Yeah.
Okay. One more request. I got a request is going back and forth there from Beloit to Madison and all. I heard that I often listen to B.B. King's Bluesville on Sirius XM, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered and looked into this and discovered and studied this guy. Oh, my God. Could you play? This song's amazing, called Give Me Back My Wig by Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
1971 on Alligator Records. It's like an amazing story of how he influenced this guy, that Chicago blues guy, to start Alligator Records with this album.
Yeah. All right. You betcha. But yeah, well, Foreclosure on the House of Love is a wonderful record. I play it also often. And John Lee Saunders wrote it. But anyway, let's see what we're going to do. Because
Hold on. Are these got to be big cities? Do they have to be like giant cities?
No, if they had to be giant cities, there would only be 10, you know, so it's not that.
Yeah.
I'd say cities, you know, it's got to have like 250,000 people. It's got, you know, I normally would say it's got to be classified as a city, but there's places with 10,000 people classified as a city. It has a lot more than 10,000 people, but it doesn't have 10 million.
Okay. Well, it is 11:15, and I just thought I'd get a little hint there from you. But okay, how about Minneapolis-St. Paul?
No.
Fargo, North Dakota?
No.
Cheyenne, Wyoming?
No.
By the way, these are all places I found very, very polite and nice. Jackson, Mississippi?
No.
Tulsa, Oklahoma?
No.
Okay, well, I'll take a World War II airplane question if you don't.
All right, I don't know if we've asked you this before, but it should be really, really easy. I don't know, but this is said to be the highest production number of aircraft in World War II. What is it?
Of all countries, right?
Of all countries,
yeah.
And this was said to be the highest.
This is kind of a trick question that it's really close to the answers of there's several very close to each other kind of answers, Mike. Sorry.
And probably, depending on who did the research, there's probably multiple acceptable answers, too. But I'm just looking at one.
Right.
It was actually the single most produced military aircraft design in aviation history.
And this isn't my answer, but the Messerschmitt, you know,
yeah,
ME-109 was very close, you know, 35,000. The B-24, Henry Ford, and all the different people involved in making the Consolidated Liberator.
You're right,
so
and that isn't it. That's right. But this.
But there is a Soviet plane that really, you know, you can do so much with slave labor. Well, that's such face. You know, I think it was the IL-2, the Ilstermervik.
The Ilyushin
2, the 2-1.
Yeah, the 210, yes, IL-2. Absolutely. Yes, the 210 and the IL-2 36,183, and we combine it with a successor, the 210. It was 42,330. So that made it the single most produced military aircraft in aviation history.
Wow! Just so much going on the Eastern Front. You know, just throwing them at there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, you know, they talk about three planes that are the most produced and piloted, and they mention the Messerschmitt, and they mention the Ilyushin.
Right.
What's the third one they mention? It's for extra credit. It doesn't have to be military.
Well, I thought, you're right, but I thought it was always the B-24 Liberator.
Believe it or not, it's the Cessna 172.
Oh, okay. It was in production for 30 years.
Yeah, forever, absolutely. And pretty much every kid who flew took their pilot lessons remembers that Cessna 172. So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, you are
Well, thank
winner.
You so much,
right. Hang
you
on.
And John. Hope you're feeling better. All
Thanks.
Right.
I will be. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank
All right.
You.
So, 888, it's my own fault, so don't feel sorry for me. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, what do we do? Oh, Gary in Austin going for his 5x5 round. All right, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, hope you keep feeling better
than
you were.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised with anything at this point.
No, I understand that, yeah.
All right, you ready for 5x5?
I'm ready.
Who was the marshal on Gunsmoke?
Dylan.
How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
What do caterpillars turn into?
Butterflies.
All right, well, you already got three, and it's 3 out of 5, so we'll call you a winner right there.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, hang on. See, and here I thought you were going to ask for a radio question. I prepared all sorts of radio questions.
I thought
questions.
About it.
Maybe next week. All right.
Maybe next week.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, very good. And we're going to do lyrics with Fran from 1966. Won't that be fun? It is for me. I hope it is for you, too. And we'll get to Cleveland. Dennis is going to guess on some cities here. And Eduardo in Tampa is going to guess on some cities. And I think Cindy just wants a request. All right, so there's one line available for you if you want it, but grab it now. 888-876-5593, 8888, R-O-L-L-Y-E on WGN Radio.
Alone.
Raleigh James. Who are they? 1957 on OK. All right, so 888-876-5593. My question will be answered at the end of next hour if you don't get it, and we're talking about the World Kindness Study. Well, we've determined worldwide Rio's the most kind and New York City the least kind, along with Kuala Lumpur. But confining the surveys, and it was a researcher who conducted multiple experiments throughout the world, and especially throughout America. And in America, he determined that this city topped the U.S. kindness list. What city? All right, and we're talking with Gary, and we've determined it's, you know, at least sizable, you know, 100,000 people or more, and not in the 10 million range. All right, so somewhere between those two, yeah, exists hundreds of possibilities, and if you get the right one, that's wonderful. All right, going to do lyrics. I love lyrics. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Oh, yes, I know about sunstroke. It's scary.
Yeah, you know, and it was really weird. And the first time I got it, when I was really down for the count, was, of all things, very few people get heat stroke in Canada, but I did in Ottawa. And
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in summer in Ottawa. And what I didn't know at the time, and I was sick for quite a while, but was that after that, you never properly regulate, period. And it's not only heat, it's cold as well. Your just thermostat goes kaflooey and you're over. And so John tries to watch to make sure that I'm not exposed either way. But, you know, we've been trying to get out of one location because we're moving around things in Globe and the air conditioning.
Right,
you know.
Yeah. And so I said, I've never had a problem with cold, but overheated.
Yeah,
oh.
No, I have it in both directions. But, yeah, and but I didn't expect, I'm just surprised that it was just a half hour and I was down for the count. And, yeah.
Of course, you live in Arizona, too, which is not a good place
for
somebody who's...
The only thing, I'll tell you what you have to watch out for in Arizona, is that you have to make sure your car is in decent running order, because there's a lot of land between my locations, and it doesn't have cell service. And in the heat of summer, when it's 122 degrees, I'd better not. I always worry about that. But other than, you know, that's why one of John's cars is a Jaguar, and I basically don't like to ride it because I don't believe that those cars are reliable. But anyway, any car can be unreliable. But we try to make sure that that's the only consideration I have. Other than that, I just, you know, go from my air-conditioned house to my air-conditioned car to my air-conditioned radio station, whatever, you know, and then I just don't notice it.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
And the beauty of it is, with 5% humidity and 10% humidity, man, clothes dry in half a day, you know. So that's really nice. All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, okay. I know. I did a load of laundry, literally came back 4 hours, it was dry. So that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have lyrics. 1966 lyrics. Big hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there were so many things I tried to think of, but I'm going to use these. When I kiss your lips, ooh, I start to shiver. Can't control the quivering inside.
Oh, Groovy Kind of Love.
Absolutely right. Yes, yes, I knew you'd get it. I knew I could count on you. All right.
All right.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. All right. Well, I guess he felt that that was attractive. Now, we'll just move directly on. All right. Now, we're working on our city, don't we know? And we'll be working on the news here in a moment. So let me review again. We'll reveal the city at the end of the next hour. But there'll be another bumper stumper coming up, too. They all have something in common. So far, the only one identified was Tommy identifying the Gems. Yeah, Minnie Riperton's group from 1964. I can't help myself. But there's another one coming up. And maybe you'll know the song. Maybe you'll know the theme. Well, either way. And maybe you'll know our geography question here. The kindest city in the United States. And if you don't know any of that, choose your own category. That's right. Everyone can be a winner. The prizes are worthless, of course, but everyone can be a winner. Right after the news, we will reconvene right here on WGN Radio.
I'm just gonna tell you that I can't resist.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday Night Trivia. Having a fine time with it, don't you know? And there's your latest bumper stumper, and that's pretty easy. The hard part is getting in tonight, I do believe. Lines have been full, so as soon as you hear someone hanging up, that's your time to get in. And next hour, less than 90 minutes from now, we will reveal our straggler. And that is continuing confining our World Kindness Study to America. We know New York City is lowest ranked, but what American city topped the USA Kindness List? And this city was investigated by the researcher who was doing worldwide research, including a lot of places in America. He conducted multiple experiments and determined that this one city was the kindest in America. What one city would that be? All right, you don't like my question, you don't know my bumper stumpers, have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. All right, but before we do anything else, I want to free up a line, and Cindy has a request. All right, so Cindy, what's your request?
It was, what was it? Love Train.
Okay, the OJs. I'll try for it. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, Love Train it is. All right, writing that down, and more to the point, writing down Cindy's name so I'll know who requested it. I'm not good at this. All right, so now I'll try not to lose a piece of paper. You'd think that I had some organization scheme going, but good luck on that. Yeah, in front of me right now. Yeah, earlier today on my radio stations, I had the community meetings, including the supervisors and the mayor and all that, and a discussion broke out about code enforcement, and now people are sending me just volumes of paperwork. Yeah, and I thought to myself, I am so glad I'm playing Monday Night Trivia, because these people are living in hell. I will try to ignore all of it. Oh, the funny part, of course, I take calls, and I don't normally do this. Those meetings are like once a month, right? So every time I answered the phone, because it's so rote, I said, welcome to WGN. Right? Exactly. Not. All right, so Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN, for real. All right, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I'll give you an answer here in a moment, but just, and I'll talk about this tomorrow. So I got an assignment at the Tampa Convention. Some fraternities coming into town, so I'll be working it till next this week up to Saturday.
Wow, a multi-day fraternity at the convention center? This must be a hell of a fraternity.
Yeah, I don't know what the agenda is on there, but they're in this week, so. I'm looking forward to it'll be my first time working there, so I'm looking forward to see. Hopefully it'll be a good experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on that. I can't wait to hear the results.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll fill you in tomorrow how the first day went. So I'm going to guess on the city of San Diego.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to just do California for a couple more. Santa Barbara?
Nope.
Palm Springs?
Nope.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Okay. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right,
I'll
so
call tomorrow. Okay.
888-876-5593. All right. Now, Cleveland, Dennis, and Elgin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Raleigh. Great show tonight, you know. Somebody mentioned Hound Dog Taylor. I saw him about 1972-73 live at the Smiling Dog Saloon on the near west side of Cleveland.
Okay.
Anyhow, I think that last record was the Falcons, Wilson Pickett, I Found a Love.
I Found a Love, absolutely right. 1962 on Lupine.
Wow. Right.
So we have
good,
a winner.
Good for me for right now.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. We have a winner. All right. Any idea about the theme?
Well, not okay. Really. You know, wait a second. On one of those songs, they have a record called Night Owl, but I can't remember the group. It sounded right. Just like
yeah, right, exactly.
Going by the head.
It is the same group, but you'd have to come up with who they are. And the label was Nat.
I have that record that you played.
Yeah.
But I can't pull it out of the mind
well,
right now.
Well, you've won for the Falcons, so that's good enough for me.
Well, I want to guess for the city. I think Jim from Richmond might be in the area. Madison, Wisconsin.
Nope.
No. Been there. People were nice. State capital and all that. What year was John's Jaguar that you're leery of driving?
I still have it. It's a 2000.
Yeah, is that the, I don't, I can't remember exactly, but Ford bought them for a while, and they're going to straight out their electronics.
Yeah.
So if it was one of those years, you might be better off.
Well,
you're okay to drive it. Other than that, good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Well, appreciate it.
How about a 5 for 5? Am I allowed to play 5
no,
for 5?
No, because you won. You're done. I won. You won. Hang on.
All
don't
right.
Go away. Take the win. All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so let's see. More guesses on the city. Paul in Woodstock going to chime in. What do you think, Paul?
I'm going to guess San Diego, California.
Nope.
Can I have another guess?
You have you have up to 6.
Okay. Charleston, South Carolina?
Nope.
Philadelphia?
Nope.
Tampa?
Nope.
Chicago?
Nope. One more big finish.
Okay. Memphis?
No. Call back with another 6. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, good deal. 888-876-5593. You'd think we'd run out of cities eventually, but the same cities have been guessed multiple times. All right, so Dave on the north side wants 5 by 5. How's it going, Dave? Dave, come to the phone, Dave, now. All right, we'll put Dave on hold and see whether he can locate his phone, and we'll try to get back to him. And we'll go to Rita in Harwood Heights. How's it going, Rita?
Oh, well, I'm hot.
Oh, yeah.
As usual.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I wanted to guess, how about Champion, Wisconsin?
Nope.
How about Lawrence, Kansas?
Nope.
Tempe, Arizona?
No.
Are you affected by those fires that are out there in Arizona?
We're always affected by fires, yeah.
Because I read about them in the paper.
Yeah, no, that's mostly North Rim. And the sad thing about North Rim, the Grand Canyon, the sad thing about that is a really historic hotel. It's really nice, burned down. But, no, we're affected routinely every year. And a big problem with this area is the government, in its infinite wisdom many decades ago, decided to spray Agent Orange on it to defoliate. And if the fire's bad enough, you know, it's no longer like on the leaves and the things like that. Of course, it's decades later. But anybody who says that it doesn't surface is out of their mind. Of course it does. And so when that happens, we know it. But right now, our big issue right now is floods. And,
flood.
Oh, absolutely.
Flood?
Of course, flood's very common. But remember, desert land is not porous. So when it rains,
right. It doesn't absorb the water.
That's
yeah.
right. And
yeah.
so, firstly, we're inconvenienced 5 days a week because they've got a flood mitigation project where they've closed the only road in and out, only real road in and out. And the deal there is pilot cars. If it's not closed completely, it's pilot cars. So that takes a little bit of time. And whether it'll work or not, who knows? But in the meantime, there are other areas that flood. And today we got our first thunderstorm. And, we'll see. There's supposed to be more this week. If there's several more this week, we'll know what's flooding.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Also, how about Topeka, Kansas?
Nope. What else?
Nobody. Okay. I thought Lawrence, Kansas would be a really good one.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's the only thing wrong. And remember, I consider this to be as unscientific as it gets, but the guy wrote books about it and, did these experiments. And I contend that if he was there, say, for a month, maybe we might get a picture. But to spend a couple days doing 3 experiments and then declaring winners, well, it makes good for publishing, I guess, but it's not a scientific study.
Okay.
Well,
if
you think of something else, call me back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so let's see now. Okay, so Dave has located his phone. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, you don't sound happy about it. Now, we're going to do Five by five.
I was trying to cut a toenail. That's why I missed you.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, hopefully that was a success.
It's partially. I walked into the wall and split it, so
I hate when that happens. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Can I request a song?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
I like to hear Stardust.
Okay. Do I get to pick the version?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure who sings it. I just know.
Well, everybody. But we'll either do Billy Ward and the Dominoes, or I'll pick up somebody. All right. So.
It's basically just an instrumental song, right?
What?
It's just basically an instrumental, right?
No, it has words.
Okay, I just know it has an instrumental.
Oh, no, it absolutely has words. All right. Ready for your five?
I guess.
Which travels faster, sound or light?
Light?
Yep. Who was known as the Man in Black?
I don't know.
Okay, Johnny Cash. Who was the first Disney princess?
Who?
Who was the first Disney princess?
Disney princess?
Disney princess. Like Disney, like Walt Disney. Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White?
Yes.
Ah.
All right. Okay. And let's see. That means we one more, you win. Which state is the Lone Star State?
Texas?
All right, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, very good. 3 out of 5. He did it. So, let's see. Maybe these questions need to be a little harder. What do you think? All right, well, we'll find out. Chris is in Whitefish, Wisconsin, Whitefish Bay. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I was just going to guess that Milwaukee is the kindest city.
Okay, and what's your number two guess?
Maybe St. Louis, Missouri?
Nope, keep going.
I can't.
All right. Well, then, we're going to do we're going to do 5 by 5.
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. What TV show used the phrase "go where no man has gone before"?
Star Trek.
Yes. Vodka is made from what vegetable?
Oh, that's great that it's a vegetable.
By the way, I'd argue the point that it's not, but okay.
I honestly don't know.
Potatoes.
Oh, wow.
What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycle.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. What's the name of Miley Cyrus's famous godmother? Big country singer. Big country singer. Name the biggest female country singer you can think of.
Dolly Parton.
There we go. We have a winner. All right. Very good. All right.
Biggest.
That's why I said it that way. All right. You are indeed a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. So there you have it. We're going to do charts, don't you know? We're going to do that with Mark and Aurora. Sergeant Pappy has a bumper guest. All right. And there's another bumper coming up in your future. Robert and Stickney has a bumper guest. And let's see, Sherry in Naperville going to do some city trivia also. So there you go. 888-876-5593. Let me clear a line. There's one. I thought I cleared a line. Now I have. There's one line available for you on WGN Radio.
The cream of the crop.
Raleigh, James. So who was that? All right, so there's a gift for you. All right, now, speaking of bumpers, Sergeant Pappy heard something he knows, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, you better take care of yourself, because I've seen a lot of stuff when I was in Vietnam, and there's nothing to mess around with, I'll tell you.
You're so right. And like I say, this was a long time ago, but it never, ever really resolved. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you take care of yourself there, girl, I'll tell you, because I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't turn you on every night.
You're so kind. All right. So what'd you hear you know?
I think I heard Pookie and the Spaniels.
You did not?
Oh, I thought that was the first bumper that you played. Okay, then I was wrong then.
Well, I can tell you what the first bumper is, because it's been 2 hours and no one's going to guess it. It was the Cool Gents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, This Is the Night by the Cool Gents, 1956 okay. NBJ.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay, all right.
All right.
You take care of yourself now.
All right, you got any requests?
Yeah, well, I was going to hold off because you got so many.
Oh, I know, but I like playing yours.
All right, okay, here we go. A Fool in Love by the Ketones.
Oh, okay.
Your Sweet Love by the Kings.
Wow, okay. And?
Forever in Love by the Dream Heirs.
Wow, okay.
And No One by the Doves.
All right. You betcha,
and
thanks.
That'll do it.
Good
okay,
deal.
You take
Appreciate
care
it.
Now.
All right, thanks.
All right, you take care.
All That's right,
bad.
So, yeah, and I'm telling you, you come up with a list like that, you bet you I'll be playing it. All right, so we will get to Mark and Aurora at the beginning of next hour. He wants 1977 on charts, don't you know? Robert and Stickney's got a bumper guess. Oh, good, I can't wait. And Sherry in Naperville is going to guess on our cities. And that means there is not one but two lines available for you, 888-876-5593. Let me write down Sergeant Pappy so I know who made the request, so I probably could figure that one out. All right, now I'll review my question, because next hour is the final hour for this. And this was the guy who went all over the world trying to compile the kindness list and the scale of kindness worldwide. You know, he discovered that Rio de Janeiro was the kindest city, and New York City and Kuala Lumpur were the least kind cities. But then he confined his study to the United States of America and went all over the place. So we're talking about cities that, you know, have 100,000 maybe to 10 million, somewhere in there. In other words, not the biggest, not the smallest. And went to all sorts of cities and conducted all sorts of experiments. And it's not scientific in any way, but he determined that this one city was outstanding on the kindness scale in the United States of America. Tell me what it is next hour, and you'll win. Otherwise, we'll reveal it. Now, that's my question, and those are my bumper stumpers. There's another one coming up right after the news. There's a theme, too, and maybe you'll get that. But when all else fails, you'll have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, don't you know? So all that and more coming up in the final hour of trivia next hour on WGN Radio. Robert James, 1969 on Capitol. Who are they and what's the theme? All right. Now, before we do anything else, I always defer to first-time callers. I hope he's waited, because he had to sit through all of the news. But Roger is a first-time caller from Sandwich. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, welcome to WGN. What's up?
Just wanted to make the guess of the city.
Okay, good. You got six chances. Go for it.
Salt Lake City.
Nope. What else
Utah.
You got? Nope. What else you got?
Hello?
Yes, I say, no, that's not it. What else do you have? Are you there, Roger? I hear you. Do you not hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Roger. Hi, Roger. All right, I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know what's going on. I hear you fine, Roger. All right, well, let me put Roger on hold. Maybe he can talk to John and figure out why we don't hear him, but it's not Salt Lake City. All right, so that's the deal there. All right, so he's a first-time caller. We want to give him every opportunity to be right here. All right, so Mark in Aurora, meanwhile, welcome back to WGN Radio. Mark.
Okay, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, I want to try some cities. How about Syracuse, New York?
No. Interesting.
Buffalo.
No.
Buffalo, New York.
No.
Amherst, New York.
No.
Rochester, New York.
We have a winner.
Oh, I did it.
You did it.
I guess I won't be doing a countdown this week.
That's true. Rochester, New York.
Well, Rochester, yeah, I grew up about 60 miles from there. And I can vouch for their friendliness.
Well,
in fact, all of Western New York is very friendly.
Well, excellent.
And East Amherst has several times been voted the safest place to live in the country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. So, this all is written in Robert Levine's book, A Geography of Time. All right, you are a winner.
Okay.
Hang on, don't go away.
All right.
All right, good deal. So that's it. Yeah, Mark aced it. That's the deal. Rochester, New York. Who would have thought it? Well, Mark thought it. I'm glad he got that, actually, because if no one got it, you know, I always feel like, did I just ask an insane question here? Which, you know, doesn't preclude that I've done that, of course. So in the meantime, we have another first-time caller who I hope will hear us, and that is Stan. And Stan is in Dearborn. So, Stan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'd like to take a guess on the
Bumper Stumper. Yeah,
Bumper Stumpers, yeah. Now, I know for your last caller before the news had the cool gen, so you gave them the cool gen.
Yes, I did.
Let's see. I'm going to take The Girl's the Devil by the Duques.
Yes, absolutely.
Gene Chandler's group?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I like to maybe take a guess. I got a couple of themes here. Up until you played the last one, I thought I was pretty sure, but I think the theme is, members of these groups became either one or a couple of the members became famous on their own, either in the music or
good enough.
One of them,
good
TV,
enough.
TV,
yeah.
TV.
Yeah. No, or with other groups, but yes, the Cool Gents of course was Dee Clark,
and then the
Gems, Minnie Riperton, the Duques, of course, Gene Chandler, and I also the second record I played was The Intervals. No one's going to get that. Here's That
right.
Rainy Day, and
yeah.
That was Lamont Macklemore. Lamont Macklemore of the Fifth Dimension was in that group in St. Louis, 1962 on Class. Yeah. And of course the Falcons that played I Found
Wilson.
A Love, Wilson Pickett, right.
Tommy Chong, too. That would have Bobby Taylor and the
you're
Vancouver's.
Right. I played Bobby
that
Taylor and the Vancouver.
A lot of people.
Yes, I did. I played that. Melinda. Yes, and nobody got that either. So you have it. And then I just played another one right now. So there you go. And there's three.
That's what I wasn't sure of up until I said, I better call for these other ones because I didn't know that last one.
Well, Wade Flemons was in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that should give you a hint, and then there's three more to go. But yeah, you know your stuff, Stan. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm an old records collector from the '60s, '50s and '60s. So,
yeah. What was the one record that it was really hard to find?
For me?
Yes.
To find as a collector?
Yes.
Oh well, there's a lot of them that are hard to find. And I would say I looked for years for Blue Moon.
By the Vitones?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this a moment. That's Shamal number one. And there is no Shamal number two. Did you find it, by the way?
No, I didn't find the 45. I found it on a the CD from New Jersey, from Clifton, New Jersey.
Right, right, right. Yeah, probably a Ronnie I CD. But,
yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. I liked his CDs because, of course, you know, they're all boots, so it's the regional 45, so you got to love that.
Yeah.
But that's, of course, on Shamal. And to this day, I can't find Shamal. And believe me, I'm looking. I found the record, by the way, the 45. But
nope.
I can't find anything out about this label.
Was that out of New York or was it out of Canada?
No one knows. No, it wasn't out of Canada, but no one knows. And I have done everything to try and find this. I mean, there's lots of groups who were the Vitones, but not our Vitones, not our Blue Moon Vitones.
Right.
So, but oh man, I'm impressed. That was a holy grail for me too, and it was expensive.
Yeah, I had a morning paper out in '61, '62 when it was out.
Yeah.
And I heard this record. We had to take off our papers like 6 a.m. You know.
Right. Right.
So it's a Sunday morning, and in Detroit we had no R&B music or no pop music until afternoon.
Okay.
But we had a station in Canada that played. That was at 7:10 a.m.
Uh huh.
That played, rock and roll, and right after the Farm Report at 6:05, they played this record, Blue Moon.
Oh, man.
And I'm waiting for my paper station to open, and it was like a haunting experience for me because the moon was actually yellow that day, or kind of greenish-yellow or orangish-yellow or something. It was a kind of a misty day. And it was just a haunting record.
Oh, yeah.
And I wrote it down, and I didn't know if he said bitones.
Right, right.
B or V or whatever it was. But then I heard it, or I saw it on one of the Clifton Music things.
Uh-huh.
So I sent away for it and got it. And I said, wow. And that was in the 90s, so it took me about 30 years
right,
to find that.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
was that the CHYR back then?
Yeah, Cheer Radio.
Yeah,
from
okay.
The,
all right, yeah.
Cheer Radio.
Yeah.
They used to call it the Sun Parlor of Ontario.
And they got into Grand Rapids really well, too. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. Well, kindred spirit, I'll tell you what. All right. Well, so Canada, huh? That's a clue, I guess, that a Canada station was playing it. I love
that. Yeah, that's what I thought. And, her lead vocal, she's got kind of a European accent, a little bit of accent.
It is a little bit of accent. I didn't know it was European, but there was something very, very street about her, which I kind of liked.
Yeah, I think it may be like French-Canadian.
All right, well, that's interesting. I just figured it was street, but... I don't know. That's interesting. But now that Canada connection, I'm going to have to get with Val Shively because he's another one who loves that record.
Oh, and, yeah. I've got some records from him.
Oh, yeah. Impossible to miss. Yeah, I know. In fact, it's really weird now that I'm saying this. I had a dream last night he was in. I was searching for records. But anyway... I'll get with Val because he doesn't know either. But he paid $1,000 for it when he bought the 45.
Whoa!
I remember that because he's pretty tight, and he was willing to part with $1,000 for that. So
That was like I heard it, and that was like the next time I heard. I didn't hear for 30 years.
Yeah.
Until then, and I saw that, and I took a chance on it.
Oh yeah.
And that's it. That was the one.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I found a few like that, but not 30 years apart, though.
Right, right. Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great. You know, every time that I have to pay Sound Exchange for streaming royalties, and they always say they're paying the label and the artist, I'm like, yeah, you're paying Shamal. Get me an address. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, you are a winner. It takes forever to get anything. The prizes are absolutely worthless, but eventually you get
okay.
a certificate and something else you don't want, maybe even a 45, God knows. All right. So hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah, it's just been enjoyable talking to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I hope you're going to call me again. All right. Hang on.
Sure.
All right. So Stan has made my night. He remembers Shamal. All right. So and you've heard me talking about that, I'm sure, because it's one of those things that's like the Holy Grail. What is this label and who are these people? But, maybe Canada is more of a hint than I realized. I'm going to have to get back together with Val on this. All right. So there you have it. Now, 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. Oh, Wesley, it's been a while in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right. What's been going on, Wesley?
I'm I'm glad you're doing well, and I hope you continue to be well.
Thanks. What's up?
I heard a bubba.
Yeah?
I believe I heard Gene Chandler.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't Gene Chandler, but he was in the group.
Okay. And I heard the Valentinos.
No, I did. I did not play the Valentinos.
I found the love.
Falcons.
The Falcons, I had them mixed up.
Yeah, the Falcons on Lupine. All right. Well, the Falcons on Lupine. Yes, Wilson Pickett's group. Yep, that was it. Yep, I did.
Oh, well. I wanted to do your 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah, you'll win.
But I don't know if I will. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, no, you'll know.
What? And I wanted to do a trivia also if I had time.
All right. Well, you're going to win on this. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
What state is the Sunshine State?
That would be Florida.
Aurora Borealis is another name for what?
Say that again?
Aurora Borealis is another name for what?
I don't know that.
Northern Lights. Okay. What did Ralph Cramden on the Honeymooners do for a living?
He was a bus driver.
Absolutely right. Who played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz?
Liza Minnelli.
Well, her mother anyway, Judy Garland. But
Judy Garland,
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one more, and you're going to get it.
Okay.
Okay. Who was Ronnie from the Ronettes married to for 6 years?
Oh, Phil Spector.
All right, 3 out of 5 is good enough for me. You're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. And don't be a stranger. Call again soon.
Can I get a trivia?
Well, what kind of trivia do you want? You just won.
Oh, yeah. I wanted you to give me some questions on the miracles.
On the miracles, huh? Well, I'll tell you what. Since you won tonight, call me back next week and we'll do miracles.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, sure, we can do miracles. Absolutely. All right. And what a fine group that is. Now, put Wesley on hold, and we will, taking attendance here, we'll do a 5x5 round with Laura and Willowbrook. We'll get Gilmore Girls Trivia with Jim in Richmond. Robert and Stigney has a bumper guest. We're going to get there next. We're going to 5x5 with Sherry and with Paul. But Robert in Stigney, I hope your bumper wasn't already guessed. So, Robert, welcome back to WGN Radio. Well, Robert probably hung up. Probably heard that somebody else guessed his bumper. Sorry about that, Roger. But there's another one coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
I'm like a worn out light that's lost in time, sitting in my dark room alone. You put a charge in my life. Mm-hmm. Your electrophonic magnetism sends a
sugar, sugar, sugar. I can't stop this fire from burning.
WGN Radio. I'm enjoying that too much, I do believe. And we were saying that all of our bumpers had somebody come out as a solo act, and you might not remember her, but I'll tell you who came out of that group was Belita Woods. And, man, she had some good stuff. We're talking Detroit. But who are they? Yeah, 1979 on Taboo. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's see what we can do quickly before the news. Then we got another half hour, and hopefully we will get to everybody on that, including Jim in Richmond and his Gilmore Girls, and Laura in Des Plaines and her Waltons. And Laura in Willowbrook wants 5x5. So, all right, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Great, Raleigh. Hope you do better.
Yes, yes, yes. I answered your email, by the way.
Okay, I will reply to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
What musical group sang Brown Sugar and Satisfaction?
Oh, dear. I don't know that one, Raleigh.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, dang. Darn it.
Who replaced Alex Trebek on Jeopardy?
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
Oh, Jennings?
Good enough. Ken Jennings, yes. All right.
Yes.
Complete this sentence. Dr. Seuss said it. I do not like green eggs and blank.
Ham.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Let's see what else we can do. I think you need one more. Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
And we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right.
All right, thanks, Raleigh.
So it's just that easy. See, you can do it, too. It's too easy, actually, isn't it? I think so. But anyway, put Laura on. But then again, the prizes are worthless, and, you know, you won't get them forever. You will eventually, I promise. I can't define eventually, though. God, I should work for the city government. All right, so with that in mind, we will get back to it. Lines are full. When you hear somebody hang up, then it's your turn to call in. But right now, you will hear the news on WGN Radio.
I was a long way from home, and I didn't know what to do. So I picked up the telephone, because I felt so blue. Another telephone kept ringing, rang till it got dizzy. When a big bass voice jumped up and said,
"Stop ringing me, 'cause I'm busy."
I said, "Who is you?" He said, "Who is you?" I said, "My name's Mr. Bone." He said, "Who is you?" I said, "Who is you?" He said, "My name is Shorty Jones." Get out of my house, get out of my house, get out of my house, you louse.
Yeah.
Let the door hit you where the door meant you. Get out, get out. Has anybody here seen Shorty?
No!
Does anybody here know Shorty?
What?
You tell that guy he's got to die. Shorty's got to go.
Oh, baby.
Shorty's got to go. Shorty's got to go.
All right, well, that should be a gift. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? Yeah, and we've already determined the theme, and the theme is from these groups, a well-known, or at least a known, individual singer erupted, so to speak. Well, he'll decide if it's erupted or not, but we had so far from the Cool Gents, Dee Clark and the Intervals, Lamont McLemore, the Gems, Minnie Riperton and the Duques, the Girls of Devil. No one's guessed the Marquees yet. The Falcons, Wilson Pickett, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Tommy Chong, the Salty Peppers, Wade Flemons. Yeah, no one's guessed the Belita Woods group either. How about this one? All right, not going to tell you who came out of it because then you'd absolutely know. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Robert in Stickney has requests. What is it you want to hear, Robert?
Yeah, let's see. During your first hour, you were having a conversation about what the young women had to wear, you know, dress codes and all, and I thought of kind of a novelty oldie. No chemise, please.
Oh, God. All right. All right. Jerry Granahan.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a novelty song, but yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And since I did, you know, someone guessed on before me on that on the Duques. Could I possibly do one of your advertisers?
Oh, all right. Yeah, sure. Let me pull a card from the stack and see what we got here. All right.
Okay.
And since these cards are now so old, I always have to look through them first to hope that anybody would remember. Oh, I remember this. Oh, man.
Oh.
All right. Happy motoring.
Oh, it was a gas.
Yes, it was, and it no longer exists because of a merger.
Was it Oklahoma?
No, it was Esso.
Oh, Esso, yeah.
Yeah, Esso and Enco became Exxon.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so yes, ESSO, Esso. And remember it well. Now let's see. We're gonna do some Gilmore Girls trivia in a while. I was looking for a new group of questions as far as that goes. So let's see what we can do with Jim in Richmond. So Jim, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good.
As far as the Gilmore Girls, the one that I missed last week or the week before,
uh-huh,
about droopy drawers.
Yeah.
That episode was on tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
And
all
then
right.
With the episode where we found out Lorelai's middle name was three episodes ago.
Okay.
So, and I just wanted to let you know I'm so glad you're feeling better. You sound very energetic tonight.
Well, I hope so. I'm not, but when I sound energetic, it's because I'm pushing it. And it's so funny because John even said, "You're going to make it through the show." Yeah, I will. And I will. So, all right. Why did Lorelai and Max break up?
Why did they break up?
Yeah.
She really wasn't in love with him.
Right, but when did she realize this? What happened on the episode?
On the episode, it was just a few days before the wedding, and he was arguing with her because he didn't have a key for the apartment.
No, she...
For the house.
This is because she heard someone talking about how something else. Come on, you can do this. She heard Emily talk, and what was Emily talking about?
Oh, Emily...
And this is
Emily.
when Lorelai realized she didn't love Max.
Right.
So what was Emily talking about?
Oh, that episode just was on last week.
So you should know.
Emily was telling her that. My mind is a blank.
Oh man. Emily was talking about how excited she was to marry Richard, and she was so excited about it that Lorelai realized she wasn't in love with Max.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, how yeah. Emily tried on her dress a whole
week. Yeah, all that,
and a week.
That's when Lorelai realized, oh, man, I guess I'm not in love with him. Look at Emily here. Yeah.
Right. And I've been doing very well tonight.
Good.
Could I go for the 5 for 5?
Oh, I guess we can do that. I think you'll be able to do it.
I've been doing very well tonight. I'm getting most of the questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're easy questions, so I would expect this. All right. So, what is Muhammad Ali's real name?
Cassius Clay.
Who was Batman's crime-fighting partner?
Oh, Robin.
What city is Elvis's Graceland?
I'm going to guess Memphis.
Absolutely. 3 out of 5, you're already a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much, Robbie.
Absolutely. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. And, I see we're going to be doing some Walton's trivia before too long. But Sherry in Naperville wants a 5x5 round. So, okay, Sherry.
Hi, I'm here. Let me take up speaker real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, otherwise it was a break or whatever. All right.
You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
What woman sang with the Pips?
Oh, no clue.
Gladys Knight. What sport did Billie Jean King play?
Tennis.
What does WWW stand for?
World. Oh, no.
World Wide Web. Okay, your five is up. Okay.
Yes.
What's the chemical equation for water?
H2O.
Okay. Table tennis is another name for what game?
Ping pong.
All right, that's 3 out of 5. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so it's just that simple. Now, let's see here. What are we doing here? Paul in Woodstock wants a 5x5 round. All right, Paul, there you are.
Hey.
All right. What was Beaver Cleaver's real first name on Leave It to Beaver?
Theodore.
Yes. An oncologist is a doctor of what?
Cancer.
Which state is known for peaches?
Georgia.
What color is an airplane's black box?
Black.
Actually, you don't need it because you've already gotten your 3 out of 5. But no, it's orange. Hang on a minute.
No.
Don't. It's not black.
Okay.
Don't go. They have to find it. Don't go away. Stay where
of
you
course,
are. You're a winner.
Course.
All right. So
thanks.
Yes, the black box is definitely orange. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now we'll talk to Laura in Des Plaines here. All right, Laura. Laura of the originator of 5x5. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, but I think we need to make these a little harder.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too, because, man, oh, man. Yeah, of course, the prizes are worthless, but even so. Yeah.
Yeah, either that or 4 out of 5.
Right. Well, we might try
that. Progress.
Yeah, exactly, but it's just a great idea. And, you know, what's interesting to me so far is when they're missed, the ones that are missed. You know?
I know.
That's the thing. It's usually not the ones that I would think.
Right, and I don't want to get too, like, into authors and...
Oh, no, absolutely.
All that kind of stuff, because then nobody's going to get them. I just want them to be silly and people just blurt them out, you know?
Absolutely.
But then, your postage went up today.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about that, because this is going to be, like, 3 years of stuff. So, oh, well, it'll be a nice write-off, kind of like my toll-free lines when I have people on hold for 3 hours. They don't realize I'm paying by the minute in any event.
At least it is in 1970.
Oh, God, no, I know. But I sure wish that in 1960 that phone rates were like they are now. I would have been a wealthy woman. You know, I mean, every month in the 60s, the phone bill was much higher than rent. It was crazy. And I always worried about the months when it arrived in an 8x10
envelope.
Yep. That's exactly it. If it was the big envelope, I knew I was screwed. Absolutely. All right. Here we go. What was the name of John Boy's newspaper?
Oh, the Blue Ridge Chronicle.
And we have a winner. It's just that easy. All right.
Oh.
Hang on. Don't go away, Laura. All right.
Sounds good. Okay.
And thanks again. All right. So, yes, Laura came up with a 5x5, and a brilliant move it was. So, but yes, maybe a little harder on the questions, but it now officially is 4 out of 5 because the author of the game has spoken. So there. 888-876-5593. I realized I haven't given you another question. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this every night. Do what? 4 times more likely than women to do this every night. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. Your
and you'll open the door to all the treasures that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore.
All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. That's the final bumper stumper tonight. And we've already determined that from these groups emerged an individual singer like Dee Clark and Minnie Riperton and Gene Chandler. And you haven't got yet on the market. Well, I'm going to tell you who that is. So there's one of them that's missing, which I'll reveal in a while. And you don't know the Belita Woods group. And nobody's guessed on Shorty's Gotta Go yet. Well, or this one. So moments to spare. All right. So Sharon in Stickney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I have an answer for your question.
Okay, let's hear it.
Fall asleep after eating dinner?
I love it. That's not right, but it sure sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
All right, thanks for trying.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's great. They probably, I don't know. That might be not gender-specific, hard to tell. Bob in Willow Springs taking a guess. What do you think?
Hi, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
And I'm thinking guys are four times more likely to snore.
Absolutely right. You are 100% right. Every what? Night. Every night, I'll tell you. Not just occasionally, but nightly snoring. Yeah, the sleep apnea people could get rich on that. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away, Bob.
I don't believe it. Thank
yeah.
you so
well,
much.
Yeah,
have
again, the prizes are worthless, but we'll take down your address, and eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. But hang on. Don't go away. All right. So it could be a CD or a DVD or a comic book or a tabloid or maybe even a 45 RPM, don't you know, because I'm going to be getting rid of a lot of those. Yeah, we've been moving locations, and I can't believe how many 45s I have that I don't want. You know, obviously, you know, yes, Shamal number one, the Vitones, you betcha I want that. But I have no idea why I have records by Depeche Mode. None whatsoever. And I won't soon. That'll be surely to get rid of some of them. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, I could ask another question. But I think maybe we got 7 minutes of showtime left. So we might wait for next week for me to pose another question for you. But in the meantime, you're welcome to pick a category for me or tell me more about my bumper stumpers. While I'm waiting for you to guess on the unknowns, which I will reveal here in moments, let's talk about the knowns. Like I say, the Cool Gents did This Is the Night, and that was on VJ in 1956. And, of course, Dee Clark came out of that group. And the Gems did I Can't Help Myself, 1964 on Chess, and Minnie Riperton came out of that. The Duques, The Girl's a Devil, 1961 on Nat. Yeah, Gene Chandler sounded great, didn't he? The Falcons, I Found a Love, 1962 on Lupine. That's how we got Wilson Pickett. Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers did Malinda. That's M-A-L-I-N-D-A. Malinda, 1968 on Gordy. Smokey Robinson produced it. And Tommy Chong was in that group. The Salty Peppers did La La Time, 1969 on Capitol. Wade Flemons was in that group. I have a feeling nobody's going to guess the Belita Woods group because probably no one remembers Belita Woods. And that is a real shame. I'll tell you what, you are missing out. Brainstorm was the group. Brainstorm did You Put a Charge in My Life, 1979, so a little later there, on Taboo. But I'm going to see if I can find that Belita Woods since we've got only waning moments and let you hear something because I thought it was a great record. Woulda, coulda, shoulda for sure. And this was another one of those Ollie McLaughlin records, you know, out of Ann Arbor. And it should have done something. Now, a lot of the stuff he placed on Atlantic or Atco and made money. Yeah, like the Barbara Lewis stuff. In fact, Barbara didn't make anything at that point, but he did. But I don't know what happened with Belita Woods, but I thought that this was just a killer record. Yeah. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, like I say, and there she is, Belita Woods. That's When I'll Stop Loving You. I thought that was just a killer record. So, yeah, she was in Brainstorm. All right, nobody got it, but Shorty's Gotta Go. I was surprised. That's The Impressions, and that was in 1959 on Bandera when Jerry Butler was still in the group. Of course, he came out of that group, as you well know. And finally, Rags to Riches. You know, that was Jackie Wilson of the Dominoes, Billy Ward and 1953 on Federal. And he had replaced Clyde McFatter as lead singer about a year earlier. But they were still releasing some of the Clyde McFatter stuff for quite a while. But then at some point in 53, it changed. And it was Jackie Wilson for a number of years. All right. So those were all the bumpers. And that was all the theme. And you did very well on that. Now, what else can I tell you? Mention the what do we have? The moons. I know I always get calls about that. So the next new moon. Well, it's coming up Thursday, July 24th at 2:11 p.m. Central Time. That's the new moon. As far as the full moon, well, you just witnessed that July 10th last week. And it sure did, the buck moon, don't you? It sure did sound like that on the air that night, I'll tell you what. Now, as far as Mercury retrograde, in case you're keeping up with that, Mercury goes retrograde on Friday, July 18th. That is this Friday, meaning we're already in the shadow of the retrograde. And it goes direct on August 11th, but the shadow continues after that. And, of course, you know, all the planets other than the, you know, the sun and the moon go retrograde. Actually, none of them do. There's no planet that's backing up. But apparent retrograde motion from the Earth vantage point, it looks like they're backing up. And that's been an astrological tenet for forever, really. Now, other planets, there's not much fanfare about it when they go retrograde. But when Mercury does, Mercury rules communications and travel, among other things. So this is when you don't sign anything and all that. So I'll leave it to you to decide how much truth there is to it. But it's coming up again, whether you want it to or not. About 3.5 times a year, actually, for about 3.5 weeks. And that's the deal on that. So 888-876-5593. Why am I doing this? I've only got 2 minutes to spend with you. And you're not going to call. I've already identified the bumper stumpers. We've ruled out my question. Yeah, both of them. So Rochester, New York is the number one city on the USA kindness scale. And Mark from Aurora knew that. And men are 4 times more likely to snore every night than women. And that's the state of Monday Night Trivia. It'll replay on Friday night. Don't call. And, of course, no stragglers, so you don't need to re-listen to that if you've heard this one. But a week from now, we'll be live again with Monday Night Trivia. And tomorrow night, yeah, 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. So hopefully you will join us. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. So I hope to hear from you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.